We're just talking about green mice, but our reality check today looks at getting our arms around green jobs. Honolulu Civil Beat's business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us from their Kaimuki studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this story struck me. So we don't have good numbers about green jobs. That's interesting.
Yeah, we don't know for sure. And you know, part of the problem is we've had this really this explosion of jobs. And the government agencies and entities that track these things really haven't caught up with the technology, not only here, but nationally as well.
So our best data is from where and when?
Yeah, so it looks like the best numbers that we can see are probably from a Department of Energy study. They did a really in-depth analysis. They called people. They did like telephone surveys and reached out. And to give you an example of the order of magnitude of difference that we see, this study was in 2017. DOE estimated almost 5,000 jobs in solar electricity here in Hawaii. The problem is when you look at Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs in the same sector, and this is the more up-to-date numbers, we get more like 120 jobs. So there's a huge difference. The BLS people, and again, they're normally really great authorities on all kinds of jobs data. They said, yeah, the DOE study's probably better. But again, that one's 2 years old.
Well, so, you know, why can't our Labor Department track it, or our business Department of Business and Economic Development? Why can't they track those things?
Well, the problem is that we have this industry, and they're doing all kinds of things. In say solar, you have electricians that are doing solar work, and maybe their construction workers doing things, building things. We've got all kinds, lawyers doing regulatory work, all this different work going on. And no one really drills down to figure out, well, are those people working in the renewable space? And remember, this is a huge market. The government's created this demand for renewable energy with our policy, and it's important for policymakers to understand, well, what are the jobs being created, where are they, and how can we create other policies to leverage that and get the biggest bang for the buck from this policy that we have.
So what's it going to take in order to get better data?
Well, the Department of Energy study, they did surveys. So it was time consuming and very in depth. And it seems like that's what it would take, would be more work like that. The other thing that could happen is the Bureau of Labor Statistics could create more detailed industry classification codes. That's what they use to track these jobs. So it's possible that it's called the North American Industry Classification System, that those codes could be updated eventually over time to really capture these jobs so that they would be almost reported and tracked automatically. But unless that happens, it's going to be really hard to track these things.
Yeah, and if it's a matter of manpower on the state level, it is a bit of a head scratcher because you're thinking we have these very ambitious green goals, but we don't have really good data. It's kind of like the Ag Department, right? I mean, the governor wants us to be self-sufficient and raise all our food, but we really don't have a good number on our farms. It's a bit of a disconnect.
That's right, Catherine, definitely. And again, it's just going to take some time to figure this out. In the meantime, you know, legislators naturally want to ask, well, how many jobs has this created? And the short answer is we don't know exactly how many for sure.
Yeah, not a good answer. Somebody better hurry up and start bean counting. All right. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.